You know, today the message is titled "Press On Heavenward."
Hoy el mensaje siguiendo adelante hacia el cielo.
Say to your neighbor, "Press On Heavenward."
Dígale a su vecino, sigue adelante hacia el cielo.
The message is from Philippians chapter 3, verse 14.
El mensaje de Filipenses capítulo 13, verso 14.
Does this happen to you, Pastor Dan? The mic? Can you set up the... they tested this before.
Lo habían probado antes.
But when I put it on, I don't know what happens.
Pero cuando lo encendí, no estaba funcionando.
The message is from Philippians chapter 3, verse 14.
Vamos a mirar Filipenses capítulo 13, verso 14.
It says, I press on toward the goal.
Dice, sigo avanzando hacia la meta.
To win the prize.
Para ganar el premio.
For which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
Que Dios ofrece mediante su llamado celestial en Cristo Jesús.
So today we are joined together to
worship
God.
Hoy nos unimos para adorar a Dios. Estamos como una iglesia
to worship God for what he has done
para adorar a Dios por lo que ha hecho en el 2018.
But also we're looking toward 2019.
Pero también nos fijamos en el 2019.
And what we want to do is God is asking us to look heavenward as we look at 2019.
Y Dios nos pide que al mirar al 2019 miremos hacia el cielo.
It doesn't say press on toward bondage.
No dice seguir adelante hacia la esclavitud.
It doesn't say press on toward shame.
No dice sigue adelante hacia la vergüenza.
Or condemnation.
O condena.
It doesn't say press on toward more selfishness.
No dice seguir adelante hacia el egoísmo.
Or more worldliness.
Hacia mundanidad.
The Bible calls each one of us to press on heavenward.
La Biblia nos llama a seguir hacia el cielo.
And for this, we don't have to wait.
Y no tenemos que esperar para
for
seguir
some of
adelante.
Us to do something, we are waiting for the perfect situation.
A veces estamos esperando la situación perfecta.
The right resource,
los recursos correctos,
the right job,
el trabajo correcto,
we're looking for people's approval,
estamos buscando la aprobación de gente.
You know, what God is calling us as a church
lo
to press
Dios,
on heavenward,
lo que el Señor nos llama a seguir hacia el cielo,
it does not depend on how we feel.
No importa cómo te sientas.
It doesn't matter if you have a great day or a bad
no
day.
No importa si tienes un gran día o tienes un día miserable.
We are all called to press on heavenward.
Somos todos llamados a seguir adelante hacia el cielo.
And I want to talk about three things.
Y ahora quiero hablar de
CJC.
Tres cosas.
Okay, well, you know, they're getting excited. I want to talk about three things that we need to press on heavenward for.
Quiero hablar de tres cosas que necesitamos hacer para seguir adelante hacia el cielo.
Okay, number one,
número uno,
press on to greater faith.
Seguir adelante a mayor fe.
Say that to your neighbor.
Dígale eso a su vecino.
You know, we have different churches.
Hay diferentes iglesias.
And I think that's beautiful.
Y es hermoso.
Okay? We have, you know, a church that might focus more on worship.
Tenemos a iglesias que se enfocan más en adoración.
Another church focus more on missions.
Otra iglesia se enfoca en las misiones.
Another church focus more on evangelism.
Otra se enfoca más en el evangelismo.
Another church focus more on discipleship.
Otra se enfoca más en el discipulado.
And every Christian is unique.
Pero cada cristiano es único.
Right? We all have different personalities.
Todos tenemos diferentes.
We have different giftings.
Tenemos diferentes dones.
We have different passion, calling, and purpose.
Diferente pasión, vocación y propósito.
But every church,
pero cada iglesia,
every Christian,
cada cristiano,
are called,
están llamados,
to greater faith,
a una mayor fe.
Eh?
Amen.
We're all,
todos.
Hebrews 11 verse 6 says this.
Hebreos 11 verse 6 dice,
without faith it is impossible to please God.
Sin fe es imposible agradar a Dios.
It's impossible to please God.
Es imposible agradar a Dios.
The Bible talks about faith as a mustard seed.
La Biblia habla de la fe como semilla de la mostaza.
And if you have a faith of a mustard seed, you could tell the mountain to move and the mountain will move.
Si tienes fe como una semilla de mostaza, puede mover montañas.
What kind of faith is the faith of a mustard seed?
¿Qué clase de fe es la semilla de una montaña?
In another passage, Jesus says a mustard seed is small at first, very small at first.
Jesús dice que una semilla de mostaza es pequeña al principio,
but over time it becomes a great tree.
Pero se convierte en el tiempo en una gran árbol.
So what kind of faith is a mustard seed?
Así que, ¿qué tipo de fe es la semilla de mostaza?
It's a faith that continuously grows.
Es una fe que continuamente está creciendo.
It doesn't get smaller.
No se hace más pequeña.
It does not go backward.
No retrocede.
You know, some of you have been Christians for 10 years.
Algunos han sido cristiano por 10 años.
Look at your faith.
Mira tu fe.
Has it grown over time?
Ha crecido a través del tiempo.
Or is like, you know, I used to really believe 10 years ago when I became a Christian.
Oh, hace 10 años sí creía.
And now I don't think God could do anything.
Y yo no creo ya que Dios puede hacer algo.
That's not a faith of a mustard seed.
Esa no es la fe de la semilla de mostaza.
That's not a faith that will move mountains.
Es una fe que mueve montañas.
But a faith of a mustard seed.
La fe de una semilla de mostaza.
It's a faith that grows every year.
Crece cada año.
It's a faith that grows every month.
Crece cada mes.
Every week and every day.
Cada semana y cada día.
You know, in the Old Testament.
En el Viejo Testamento.
The nation of Israel was in the boundary of the land, the promised land.
La nación de Israel estaba a la frontera de la tierra prometida.
They sent out 12 scouts to explore the land.
Y tenían que enviaron espías a espiar la tierra.
10 of the scouts, this was their report.
10 de los espías, este fue su reporte.
The people there are giants.
Las personas allí son gigantes.
The cities are fortified and strong.
Las ciudades están fortificadas y fuertes.
They will devour us.
Nos van a devorar.
We have no chance.
No tenemos ninguna oportunidad.
They are giants.
Son gigantes.
And we are just little grasshoppers.
Y nosotros somos pequeñitos saltamontes.
Their faith did not grow.
La fe de ellos no creció.
And they came out of Egypt, and as they were going into the wilderness,
salieron de Egipto, iban hacia el desierto.
They went through trials.
Pasaron por pruebas.
And those trials was to make their faith grow.
Y esas pruebas era para hacer su fe crecer.
Their faith became smaller and smaller.
Pero su fe se menguaba y menguaba más.
But then there's two scouts.
Pero hubieron dos espías.
Their name was Caleb and Joshua.
Que fueron Caleb y Josué.
Their faith grew in the wilderness.
La fe de ellos creció en el desierto.
When they explored the promised land.
Ellos también fueron a explorar
they
la tierra.
They came out with a different report.
Pero salieron con un reporte diferente.
Don't be afraid.
No tengamos miedo.
The Lord is pleased with us.
El Señor se complace con nosotros.
That's faith.
Eso es fe.
Other scout, the Lord is trying to kill us.
Los otros espías decían, el Señor nos está tratando de matar.
Caleb and Joshua, the Lord is pleased with us.
Pero Caleb y Josué dijeron, el Señor se complace con
nosotros.
The Lord
will lead us into that land.
El Señor nos guiará esa tierra.
You know what they said? The Lord will give us that land.
El Señor nos dará la tierra.
You know what they said? We will devour them.
Y ellos dijeron, nosotros los devoraremos a ellos.
There was another person in the Old Testament. His name
otra
David.
Otro personaje en el Viejo Testamento.
And the nation of Israel was facing another giant.
Cuando la nación de Israel se enfrentaba a Goliat, otro gigante.
And his name was Goliath.
Su nombre era Goliat.
And the Bible says when the Israelite army who was trained to be strong.
Y el ejército de Israel que estaba entrenado para ser fuerte.
Who was trained to fight.
Estaban entrenados a guerrear.
The Bible says when they saw Goliath.
Cuando vieron a Goliat.
They were afraid.
Tuvieron miedo.
And they ran away.
Y huyeron.
But there was a young man named David.
Pero había un joven llamado David.
And you know, it's interesting, you know, he was anointed to become the king of Israel when he was a little boy.
Y él era interesante porque era ungido para ser rey en Israel desde un pequeño.
Guess what happened the next day? The next day.
Y el próximo día,
his father made him take care of sheep.
El papá lo mandó a cuidar ovejas.
What happened a year later?
¿Qué pasó un año después?
He was still taking care of sheep.
Él todavía estaba cuidando ovejas.
Many people who experience something like that, they have a promise of God.
Mucha gente que experimentan algo así tienen promesa de Dios.
It doesn't happen month after month after month.
Pero no sucede mes tras mes tras mes.
Their faith gets smaller.
Y su fe se va menguando.
And weaker.
Y más débil.
But David, in the midst of that, his faith grew.
Pero David, en medio de esa circunstancia, su fe creció.
Because when he saw the giant,
porque cuando él vio al gigante,
he wasn't afraid.
Él no tuvo miedo.
He did not run away.
Él no huyó.
But what he said when he saw Goliath, this is what he told Goliath.
Cuando vio a Goliath, esto fue lo que le dijo.
You come against me with the sword and spear.
Tú vienes contra mí con espada, lanza y jabalina.
I come against you in the name of the Lord.
Yo vengo contra ti en el nombre del Señor Dios Todopoderoso.
The Lord will deliver you into my hands.
El Señor te entregará en mis manos.
Amen. You know, God has a big dream for each one of you.
Dios tiene un sueño grande para cada uno de ustedes.
If it's a small dream, it's not from God.
Si tu sueño es pequeño, no es de Dios.
God wants to do the impossible through you.
Dios quiere hacer lo imposible a través de ti.
God wants to do something great through you.
Él quiere hacer algo grande a través de ti.
For that to happen,
pero para que eso suceda,
your faith has to grow.
Tu fe necesita crecer más y más.
Your faith has to grow stronger.
Ser más fuerte.
But what it is, but there's this inner voice of doubt that always comes.
Hay voces de una voz interior de duda.
There's fear.
Hay temor.
There's spiritual attack.
Hay lucha espiritual.
There will be other voices that you will hear.
Y hay otras voces que oirás.
When you face giants, this is the voice that you will hear.
Cuando tú te enfrentas a gigantes, escuchas esta voz.
You cannot do it.
Una voz que te dice no lo puedes hacer.
You will fail.
Vas a fallar.
Okay. Nobody cares.
A nadie le importa.
You're gonna make a fool out of yourself.
Vas a ser un ridículo.
You are a failure.
O eres un fracaso.
And those are the voices that you will hear.
Esas son las voces que uno escucha.
But when you face giants,
pero cuando te enfrentas a gigantes,
it's an opportunity to grow your faith.
Es una oportunidad para que tu fe crezca.
We got to learn from Caleb, Joshua, and David.
Tenemos que aprender de Caleb, Josué y David.
When they faced giants, what did they say?
Cuando ellos se enfrentaron a gigantes, ¿qué dijeron?
This is faith. Okay. This is not. I'm not talking about positive thinking.
Esto es fe, no es pensamiento positivo. Es fe.
This is what they said. God is with us.
Ellos dijeron Dios está con nosotros.
God will direct me.
Dios me dirigirá.
God will help me.
Dios me ayudará.
Greater is He who is in me than the one that's in the world.
Mayor es el que está en mí que aquel que está en el mundo.
If God is for me, who can be against me?
Si Dios es por mí, ¿quién contra mí?
God will give me victory.
Dios me dará la victoria.
Their protection is gone.
Su protección se fue.
We will devour them.
Los devoraremos. Aleluya, aleluya. Amen.
Amen. There's an obstacle that you're facing right now.
Hay algo que te está enfrentando ahora mismo.
There's giants.
Hay un gigante.
When the people went to the land, the wilderness.
Cuando la gente pasaba por el desierto.
God gave them trials.
Dios le dio pruebas.
Not to make their faith weaker.
Dios no se la dio para hacer su fe menguar.
But the Bible says in James chapter 3.
Dice la Biblia en Santiago capítulo 3.
One.
Capítulo uno.
To be joyful in all trials.
Que tengamos gozo en medio de la prueba.
I'm getting old. My memory's going.
You're tired. That's okay.
Yeah. And what that trial does to you.
Lo que hace esa prueba.
If you're joyful.
Es que está lleno de gozo.
If you're miserable, your faith's not going to go stronger.
Si está miserable, tu fe no va a ir.
But if you're joyful,
pero si está gozoso,
you're going to change.
Tú vas a cambiar.
There's a verse that says, you will lack nothing.
Dice una palabra que nada te faltará.
Your faith needs to grow in the midst of the trial.
Tu fe necesita crecer a través de la prueba.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Number two. Press on with God's power. Say that to your neighbor.
Seguir adelante con el poder de Dios.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 14.
Mateo 5, verso 14.
The Bible says, "You are the light of the world."
Dice, ustedes son la luz del mundo.
This was a very radical statement for those who were listening to Jesus.
Esta fue una declaración radical para aquellos que escuchaban
Because
a Jesús.
In the time of Jesus, everybody thought that it was the religious leaders who were the light.
En el tiempo de Jesús, todos pensaban que eran los líderes religiosos que eran la luz.
They thought it was the Pharisees and the scribes that was the light.
Que eran los fariseos, los escribas.
Because when people saw the Pharisee, they thought they are holy.
Cuando veían los fariseos pensaban ellos son santos.
You know, they don't struggle with sin.
Ellos no luchan con pecado.
They have all the answers.
Ellos tienen todas las respuestas.
They would look at the Pharisee, wow, they fast, they pray, they tithe.
Mira cómo ayunan, cómo oran, cómo diezman.
But Jesus didn't say to the Pharisee.
Pero Jesús no le dijo a los fariseos
that they were the light.
Que eran la luz.
Jesus tells the ordinary people Jesús that they are the light.
Le dice a la gente común, ustedes son la luz del mundo.
But you know, the people who heard Jesus probably thought, you know,
quizás la persona que escuchaban a Jesús decían,
you know, I'm just too broken.
Es que estoy demasiado quebrantado.
I always struggle.
Siempre estoy luchando.
I'm not important enough.
No soy importante.
I'm not good enough.
No soy lo suficiente
I'm
bueno.
A mistake.
Soy un error.
But Jesus was looking at the ordinary people.
Pero Jesús miraba a la gente ordinaria.
And he's saying, "You are the light."
Y decía, "Tú eres la luz."
What Jesus was saying, "I'm going to use you."
Jesús le estaba diciendo, "A ti te voy a usar."
You see, the Pharisee was showing the wrong light.
Los fariseos tenían la visión equivocada de la luz.
The light that the Pharisee was showing was that all the mistakes that people were making.
La luz que mostraba los fariseos era para señalar el pecado de la gente.
The light that came out of the Pharisee was pointing out all the sins of people.
Solamente le señalaba el pecado.
You know, was comparing themselves to other people.
Comparándose con otras personas.
The light that came was very critical.
Eran muy críticos.
Very judgmental.
Muy juzgadores.
This light that the Pharisees showed was pointing out what was wrong with you.
Y la luz que mostraban los fariseos era lo que estaba mal contigo.
What that you are not good enough.
Que tú no eres lo suficiente bueno.
But Jesus says, "You are the light of the world."
Pero Jesús dijo, "Tú eres la luz del mundo."
Jesus was talking about power.
Él estaba hablando de poder.
Not the light that the Pharisees showed.
No la luz que mostraban los fariseos.
But God's light.
Pero la luz de Dios.
You know, think about God's light.
Piensa en la luz de Dios.
Darkness flee with God's light.
La oscuridad huye cuando hay la luz de Dios.
Where there's bondage, there's freedom.
Donde hay esclavitud,
where there's
entonces hay libertad.
Activity, there's victory.
Donde hay actividad demoníaca, allí hay victoria.
Where there's hopelessness, there's hope.
Donde hay desesperanza, hay esperanza.
Where there's hatred, there's love.
Donde hay odio, hay amor.
You see, the light that comes from God, this power that comes from God, doesn't condemn people.
La luz que viene de Dios, el poder que viene de Dios, no condena a la gente.
But this light that God was talking about, this light that you carry, this power that you carry in you,
este poder que tú cargas dentro de ti,
is able to save the lost.
Puede salvar al perdido.
This is the light that God is talking about.
Y esta es la luz que Dios habla.
This light is in you, and when it shines, people will come to the Lord.
Y se manifiesta al mundo.
People will love the Lord.
Gente amará a Jesús.
Life will be transformed.
Sus vidas serán transformadas.
You see, the Pharisee, the power that came was not God's power.
El poder de los fariseos no era el poder de Dios.
It was human effort.
Era poder que venía de esfuerzo propio humano.
But this power that God is talking about, this light, is in Acts 1:8.
Pero la luz que viene de Dios está en el libro de los Hechos.
The power of the Holy Spirit will come upon you.
El poder del Espíritu Santo vendrá sobre ti.
And say, "You will be my witnesses."
Y ustedes van a ser mis testigos.
In Jerusalem.
En Jerusalén.
Judea.
En Judea.
Samaria.
En Samaria.
And to the ends of the earth.
Y hasta los fines de la tierra.
Do I hear hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
What it's saying is this power that you have in God,
el poder que tú tienes en Dios,
is able to change you.
Es capaz de cambiarte.
Okay. And you gotta believe this, is able to change your family.
Es capaz de cambiar tu familia.
Is able to change your church.
Es capaz de cambiar tu iglesia.
You know, I was at a retreat over this weekend.
Estuve en un retiro este fin de semana.
And I couldn't believe it. There was many different churches.
Había muchas iglesias diferentes.
All the pastors were burned out.
Y todos los pastores estaban fatigados.
I was teaching, and one of the questions was, can we really overcome the devil?
Yo estaba predicando y alguien enseñando y alguien me dijo, ¿de veras podemos vencer al diablo?
Because when they saw the church, they just saw not the body of Jesus Christ.
Cuando ven la iglesia, no ven el cuerpo de Cristo.
What they saw was just legalism.
Vieron legalismo.
Ritual.
Ritos.
Okay. What they just saw was just politics.
Lo que vieron fue la política.
That's not the church.
Esa no es la iglesia.
The church is the body of Jesus Christ.
La iglesia es el cuerpo de Jesucristo.
You are the light.
Tú eres la luz.
And there's the power of the Holy Spirit in the church.
Y está el poder del Espíritu Santo en ti. Amen.
Yeah. So when you have that kind of faith in
cuando
God's power,
este tipo de fe en el poder de Dios.
Look at Hackensack.
Mira la ciudad de Hackensack.
You don't go, oh, impossible.
Y no dices, oh, es imposible.
Right? You look at Passaic.
Miras a Passaic.
You look at Patterson.
Miras a Patterson.
Right? When I look at Paramus, I go, oh, I don't know.
Cuando veo a Paramus.
You know, some people think that way. No. Right? God is able to change me.
Dios me puede cambiar a mí.
God is able to change my children.
Dios puede cambiar a mis hijos.
God is able to change my marriage.
Dios puede cambiar mi matrimonio.
My family.
Mi familia.
My church.
Mi iglesia.
And my community.
Y mi comunidad.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That deserves a hand clap.
But you know what the Bible says?
¿Saben lo que la Biblia dice?
Not just my community, but nations.
La Biblia no ni habla de comunidades, habla de naciones.
God's able to change the world.
Dios puede cambiar al mundo. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Now, number three.
Número tres.
Press on with more love.
Sigue adelante con más amor.
In Matthew 22, the Pharisee asked Jesus.
En Mateo 22, los fariseos le preguntaron a Jesús.
Teacher, which is the most important commandment in the law of Moses?
Maestro, ¿cuál es el mandamiento más importante en la ley de Moisés?
Jesus knew the answer.
Jesús sabía la respuesta.
He quotes Deuteronomy chapter 5.
Él cita Deuteronomio 5.
And Jesus says, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind.
Amarás al Señor tu Dios con todo tu corazón, con toda tu alma y toda tu mente.
And the Pharisees all agree with what Jesus said.
Y los fariseos estuvieron de acuerdo.
But Jesus doesn't stop there.
Pero Jesús no para ahí.
He does something unusual.
Sino que hace algo inusual.
He goes further.
Él va más allá.
And he answers a question they didn't ask.
Y responde a una pregunta que ellos no le
what
hicieron.
He says, there's another very important commandment.
Pero hay otro mandamiento muy importante.
If you agree that loving God is the greatest commandment, then you need to follow this another commandment that's just as important.
Si está de acuerdo en que amar a Dios es el mandamiento más grande, entonces necesita seguir otro
because
mandamiento importante.
Leviticus chapter 19.
En Levítico 19.
And there's a verse that says a second is equally important. Jesus
dice, el segundo es igual de importante.
Love your neighbor as yourself.
Amarás a tu prójimo como a ti mismo.
The religious leader agree with the first commandment.
Los líderes religiosos estaban de acuerdo con el primer mandamiento.
Because they're very interested in people obeying the law.
Porque ellos estaban muy interesados en que la gente obedeciera la ley.
There were hundreds and hundreds of laws, and they go, you know,
cientos de leyes.
They wanted them to obey those laws.
Y querían que ellos obedecieran la ley.
But Jesus reveals another commandment that showed that they were not interested in the greatest commandment.
Pero Jesús revela otro mandamiento que demuestra que no estaban interesados en el mayor mandamiento.
See, they used the law to show, hey, you are not doing the right thing.
Ellos usaban la ley para decir, hey, tú no estás haciendo lo correcto.
But they were not interested in loving.
No estaban interesados en amar a los demás.
See, they cared about knowledge.
Ellos que se preocupaban por el conocimiento, se preocupaban porque otros obedecieran.
But what Jesus says is, okay, if you truly love God,
pero Jesús dice aquí, si de veras amas a Dios,
and this goes hand in hand,
esto va mano en mano,
if you truly love God,
si tú de veras amas a Dios,
you will love people.
Tú amarás a gente.
You know, if you see somebody, I love God.
Si tú ves a alguien que dice, ah, yo amo a Dios.
They're judgmental of other people.
Y son muy juiciosos.
They're bitter toward other people.
Y son muy amargados.
They don't love God.
No aman a Dios.
That's what Jesus is saying.
Eso es lo que Jesús dice.
You don't love God.
No amas a Dios.
You know, we come to church to show that we love God.
Venimos a la iglesia para mostrar que amamos,
you know,
a Dios.
We have a Bible, you know, we carry around a Bible to
tenemos
show that
nuestra
we love
Biblia,
God.
La cargamos.
We come to prayer meeting to show that we love God.
Venimos a la reunión de oración para demostrar que amamos a Dios.
Well, what God says is, if you truly love me,
pero Dios dice que si realmente me amas,
you would love other people.
Amarás a otra gente.
That's where the proof is.
Ese va a ser la prueba.
See, the Pharisee cared about people obeying the law.
El fariseo solamente le importaba que la gente obedeciera la ley.
They cared about how they look on the outside.
Ellos le importaba cómo la gente se veía por afuera.
But they didn't care about what was going on in their heart that
no les importaba las cosas
that destroyed love.
Estaban sucediendo en sus corazones.
See, on the outside they look very clean.
Alrededor, afuera se veían muy
limpios. On the outside they look holy.
Pero dentro estaban muy corrompidos.
But inside they had religious spirit.
Tenían un espíritu religioso.
They were legalistic.
Eran legalistas.
Love was based on performance.
Solamente pensaban en rendimiento.
If you do this, I will accept you.
Si tú haces esto, te voy a aceptar.
If you get straight A's, I will accept you.
Si me das A's, okay. Total,
if you come
acepto.
To all this meeting, I will love you.
Si haces todo esto, te amaré.
And that they didn't realize that killed love.
Y no se daban cuenta que eso mata el amor.
They had pride.
Tenían orgullo.
They had self-righteousness.
Tenían justicia propia.
They lacked humility.
Les faltaba humildad.
And they didn't care that that was in their heart.
Y no les importaba que eso estaba en sus corazones.
But what God is saying, if you have pride, it's going to kill love.
Lo que Dios dice que si tienes orgullo vas a matar el amor.
If you have self-righteousness, it's going to kill love.
Si tienes justicia propia vas a matar el amor.
See, in their heart, okay, if they were very honest with themselves, in their heart they had a lot of bitterness.
En sus corazones había mucha amargura.
They had a lot of jealousy.
Tenían celos.
They were very judgmental.
Eran juiciosos.
They were very critical.
Y eran muy críticos.
And that destroyed love.
Y eso destruye el amor.
And you know what? They didn't care.
Y saben qué, no les importó.
It did not bother them. It did not bother them.
Y no les molestaba.
So church.
Así que iglesia. Okay.
Let's look into our heart.
Vamos a mirar nuestros corazones.
Don't you know that judgmental heart?
No saben que un corazón juicioso.
That bitterness,
un corazón de amargura, de orgullo,
is making you not love others.
Te va a hacer no amar a otros.
Jesus is saying, if you truly love me.
Jesús está diciendo, si realmente me amas.
You see, instead of just trying to look good on the outside.
En vez de solamente fijarte en la parte de afuera.
If you truly love me.
Si de veras me amas.
You will spend time working on your heart.
Te tomarás tiempo en trabajar en tu corazón.
And during this season, this is my greatest battle right now.
Durante esta temporada, quizás es mi más grande batalla.
It's not my preaching gift.
No es mi predicación.
It's not going to all the meetings.
No es ir a las reuniones.
There's a lot of things that I see in my heart. A lot of things that I see in my heart.
Solamente lo que estoy viendo en mi corazón.
And what Jesus was telling the Pharisee was this.
Lo que Jesús decía a los fariseos.
Spend more energy being set free from the religious spirit.
No gaste tu energía en observaciones.
Make more effort being set free from legalism.
Ser libre del legalismo.
Spend time trying to humble yourself.
Toma tiempo en humillarte.
You know, destroy that self-righteousness.
Destruye esa justicia propia.
Forgive those who hurt you.
Perdona a aquellos que te han herido.
See, you think, oh, I got the right to be bitter and angry.
Y tú piensas, oh, yo tengo el derecho de estar amargado.
You got to understand, when you're bitter and angry, it destroys love.
Que cuando estás enojado, estás amargado, eso destruye el amor.
If you're carrying offense in your heart,
si estás cargando ofensas en tu corazón,
you will not be able to love.
No vas a poder amar.
And what God is asking, does that bother you?
Lo que Dios está preguntando, si esto es, eres tú.
If you truly love God,
si tú de veras amas a Dios,
it will bother you.
No te va a molestar.
See, love is not through church attendance.
El amor no se trata de asistencia a la iglesia.
What God is saying is, if you really want to love more,
lo que Dios dice, si quieres más amor,
you need to work on what's going on inside.
Necesitas que trabaje en tu corazón lo que está dentro,
you know,
de ti.
Have you noticed in relationship, if you try to change somebody else, the relationship becomes worse?
Si tú tratas de cambiar a otra persona, la relación se empeora.
Amen.
Amen.
Right? You try to change the other person, you know.
Se trata de
they get more angry.
La otra persona, ellos se enojan más.
And there's less love.
Y hay menos amor.
What God is saying is, instead of trying to change the people around
en vez de,
you,
Dios dice, en vez de cambiar al que está a tu alrededor,
change yourself.
Cámbiate a ti mismo.
Okay? Work on your heart.
Trabaja en tu corazón.
You know, Jesus said about the Pharisees, you are a whitewashed tombstone.
Ustedes son sepulcros blanqueados. You know,
on the outside, it was very clean.
Afuera está muy clean,
whitewashed. But what happens when you go into the ground,
pero
into
que,
the coffin, and you look into the coffin?
Pero cuando miras adentro del ataúd que está bajo la tierra,
there were maggots and rotten.
Lo que está ahí es pudrición,
death,
y muerte.
And what Jesus says is, you know, look at a cup.
Cuando Jesús dice, no, mira la copa.
What's most important is that the inside of the cup is clean.
Lo importante que es lo adentro de la copa esté limpio.
Not the outside.
No la parte de afuera.
So God,
si
if you want to love more, if you want to love more,
si quieres amar más,
it's not this person should do this for me, this person needs to say this to me, this person needs to get me this.
No que aquel me tiene que hacer o que aquel me tiene que decir algo.
If you want to love more,
si quieres amar más,
you got to care about what God cares about.
Tienes que importarte lo que a Dios le importa.
And that is your heart.
Y eso es tu corazón.
Okay, amen.
Amen.
Okay. Let's worship team. Can you
vamos a el grupo de adoración. Amen. Gloria a Dios. Damos gracias a Dios. We give thanks to God. First of all, together with Pastor Sam, I'm very thankful to God for each and every one of you. También junto con Pastor Sam, damos gracias a Dios por cada uno de ustedes. It is a joy. Es un gozo. Pastor Sam said there's very few pastors, very few churches in North Jersey that will actually share their building. And I've only
they do
found,
share, but they ask for a lot of money.
I've only found one. Yo solamente he encontrado uno. And I was amazed. Y fue muy sorprendido by the love of this church. I didn't expect it. No lo esperaba. It happened many years ago, muchos años atrás. They have four different nationalities having services every Sunday. Cuatro nacionalidades en esa iglesia cada domingo. But I can tell you that when we came here, cuando vinimos aquí, I felt that same love. Yo sentí ese mismo amor. I felt that same embrace. Hemos sentido el mismo abrazo. I told our church, yo le dije a nuestra iglesia, we are Catalyst Agape Church too.
Nosotros, and we are CJC too.
Because I love what it means. Can you explain the meaning of Catalyst Agape?
Well, the reason we say Catalyst is something that God sparks in your heart.
Amen.
And it's so powerful, it's going to grow and grow and grow, and you'll break boundaries, continue to break boundaries.
Amen, amen. Give a hand clap to that. Amen. So I said we are also, I like that meaning, I like that name. And so we might not be legally Catalyst Agape Church, But we are too, Catalyst Agape Church, and we love you.
Let's all stand, let's worship.
Vamos a estar de pies y adorar.
You know, God cares again. You know, what I real, I, it's hard to walk this out. You know, the reason we're struggling so much is not just what other people are doing to us.
A veces estamos luchando no solamente con lo que otra gente nos hace.
It's the old nature, the flesh, the,
la vieja naturaleza, la carne,
the lies,
las mentiras,
the selfishness,
el egoísmo,
you know, the criticalness,
la crítica,
the bitterness,
la amargura,
that we carry in our heart,
que cargamos en nuestro corazón.
And so as we worship,
así que mientras adoramos,
if you could ask the Holy Spirit to search your heart,
pídale al Espíritu Santo que escudriñe tu corazón,
and see if there's anything,
a ver si hay algo,
you know, that's hurting him,
que está doliéndole a Dios.
And again, I told you, the light of God when it shines,
la luz de Dios cuando lumbra,
if the Pharisee want the light to show that your sin and to condemn you and to shame you.
El fariseo quiere que esa luz te condene, que muestre tu pecado.
Yeah. Like the adulterous woman, they came out to stone her.
Como aquella mujer en adulterio vinieron a apedrearla.
But Jesus' light, he protected the adulterous woman.
Pero la luz de Jesús viene a perfeccionarnos.
He covered the adulterous woman.
Él cubrió aquella mujer adúltera.
And he saved the adulterous
y
woman.
Y él la salvó aquella mujer adúltera.
And so there are things in your heart,
sí que hay cosas en tu corazón,
that's not pleasing to the Lord,
que no agradan a Dios.
And ask the light of God to shine upon
you. Pídele al Señor que esa luz de Dios,
and that light will set you free,
que esa luz te haga libre.
The light will heal you.
Esa luz en tu comunidad.
That light will encourage you.
Esa luz te animará.
That light will give you hope.
Esa luz te dará esperanza.
That light has power.
Esa luz tiene poder.
To transform and change you.
Para transformar y cambiarte.
Let's do that right now as we
vamos a hacer eso ahora mismo mientras adoramos.